From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo hopes for happiness and peace to always be with Indonesians. Manpower Ministry affirms job creation law aims to improve quality of workforce. And here is the news in detail. President Joko Widodo extended his wishes for a happy Silence Day or Nyepi in 2023 and expressed hope that happiness and peace would always be with the Indonesian people. As reported by Antara, President Joko Widodo stated on his official Instagram account at Jokowi, as monitored online in Jakarta Wednesday, that his post was a picture reflecting the essence of Silence Day celebrations and bearing the words Happy Nyepi Day of Saka New Year 1945. Earlier, Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Kolil Koma stated that the celebration of Nyepi Day offers a momentum to contemplate and self-reflect regarding the ways of life followed in the previous years. The Ministry of Manpower stated that the job creation law is aimed at bringing about an improvement in the quality of workforce in the country. The government believes the employment substance in the government regulation in lieu of law concerning job creation that has become law aims to improve the country's workforce quality. This was pointed out by the Ministry's Director General of Development of Industrial Relations and Workers' Social Security, Indah Anggoro Putri, is quoted by Antara. She also noted that the job creation law also targets to improve the quality of protection for workers, expand work opportunities through investment, and ensure business continuity. Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga expressed optimism that Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship in 2023 would usher in progress and drive economic growth in the countries in the Southeast Asia in the better direction. As reported by Antara, he stated in Magalang, Central Java on Wednesday that Indonesia is the most populous country in ASEAN. Of course, in terms of size and economy, Indonesia plays a significant role. Indonesia is also the largest democracy in ASEAN. These aspects are Indonesia's assets in leading the ASEAN and increasing the economic growth of ASEAN countries in the better direction. Acting Governor of Jakarta Heru Budi Hartono expects that West Jakarta's Kota Tua, or Old Town area, can become an icon to bring Jakarta to international stage through the momentum offered by the ASEAN Summit. As there's an ASEAN Summit, the ministerial level and the heads of state level or delegates will visit the Kota Tua. This was conveyed by Acting Governor Hartono at the City Level Development Planning Conference at West Jakarta Mayor's Office, as quoted by Tempo Dolko. Hence, he instructed officials of the West Jakarta City Government to supervise the Old Town tourism area in preparation for the ASEAN Summit. The Food and Agricultural Organization of United Nations, or FAO, highlighted the crucial role of forests and endeavors to protect them while commemorating International Day of Forests. As reported by Tempo.co, the FAO representative in Indonesia and Timor-Leste Rajendra Arial noted through a press statement obtained on Wednesday that the time to look back at the essential role of forests to people's lives. In commemorating the International Day of Forests, Arial drew attention to the myriad benefits that people stand to gain from forests. Saudi Arabia has released a U.S. citizen from prison more than a year on from his conviction over tweets critical of the government. As quoted by BBC.com, Saad Ibrahim Ahmadi, 72 years old, who also has a Saudi citizenship, was arrested in November 2021 when he arrived in Riyadh to visit his family. He was sentenced in October to 16 years in prison. An appeal court increased the term to 19 years last month. Neither the US nor Saudi authorities have commented on Mr. Almadi's release. The United States will continue to impose further sanctions against Myanmar's junta. This was said by Counselor of the U.S. Department of State Derek Cullet on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He further said additional sanctions and measures are necessary to make it more difficult for Myanmar's junta to generate revenue to buy weapons. He told reporters in Jakarta that the U.S. is committed to continuing to ratchet up the pressure on the junta and make it harder for them to generate revenue, which is fueling its war machine. This now that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is exploring opportunities for cooperation with the university in Australia to improve the quality of education and research in Indonesian higher education. During a working visit to Perth, Western Australia on Monday, the Attaché for Education and Culture of the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, Muhammad Najib, shared a meeting and discussion with Murdoch University Deputy Chancellor for International Affairs, Kelly Smith. In a meeting which took place at the Murdoch University Rectorate Building, Najib said that the opportunities for cooperation for Murdoch universities are wide open, considering that currently the Indonesian government is intensively encouraging domestic universities to collaborate with universities abroad. Therefore, Murdoch University can also take advantage of this opportunity, not just to attract students, but to develop a more substantial collaboration that can provide mutual benefit for Indonesia and Australia. Najib further said that the government of Indonesia provides great support for education, including by providing funding in the implementation of international programs, such as international mobility programs for students and lecturers, international research programs, and funding to bring international professors to teach in Indonesia. Najib added that the issue of food security, climate change, sustainable development, green energy, and health are important issues currently being faced by Indonesia and Australia. Research collaboration in these fields will be very beneficial for Murdoch University to carry it out with universities in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Kelly Smith explained that currently, Murdoch University has collaborated with several universities in Indonesia, especially in the fields of research. According to Smith, Indonesia has many universities. Therefore, Indonesia is a priority for Murdoch to collaborate with. He also explained that Murdoch University is currently still holding Indonesian study programs and Indonesian language classes. Murdoch hopes to further promote the Indonesian language and Indonesian study programs. Thereby, Murdoch also hopes to get support from the government of Indonesia. Regarding research collaboration, Smith explained that Murdoch University has capacity in research related to food security and resilience.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history on an event on March 23, 1946, when Bandung Ocean of Fire occurred. The Bandung Sea of Fire incident was a major fire event that occurred in Bandung, West Java, Indonesia on March 23, 1946. Within 7 hours, approximately 200,000 Bandung residents burned their houses, leaving the city for the mountains in the southern area of Bandung. This was done to prevent Allied troops and Dutch Nika soldiers from being able to use the city of Bandung as a strategic military headquarters in the Indonesian War of Independence. Ultimatum of the Allied Army so that the Army of the Republic of Indonesia, TRI, as the NE at the time, left Bandung encouraged TRI to carry out Scorched Earth operation. Moving on to an event on March 23, 1950, when the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, was formed. WMO is a United Nations agency in the fields of meteorology, operational hydrology, and geophysics, which was founded March 23, 1950. This date was later commemorated as the World Meteorological Day. The purpose of establishing the WMO is to let the world's citizens know about the important contributions of the National Meteorological and Hydrological Service to the safety and well-being of society. To date, the World Meteorological Organization has at least 193 member countries and territories. WMO is headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. We end today in history on March 23, 1994, when accidents of Aeroflot Flight 593 occurred. The plane crash belonging to the airline Aeroflot Flight 593 occurred on March 23, 1994. The passengers were aircraft Airbus A310-304 with registration code FOGQS crashed in the hills of Siberia with a death toll of all passengers and crew totaling 75 people. From the cockpit voice recorder, it was known that the pilot's 15-year-old son, Elder Kudrinsky, controlled the aircraft controls at the start of the incident. He accidentally turned off the autopilot button, so the plane crashed into the mountains.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, KLHK, strengthened cooperation in the legal field with the Supreme Court as a form of environmental and forestry protections in the country. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by the Secretary General of Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Bambang Hendroyono, and the Secretaries of the Supreme Court, Hasbi Hasan, at the Supreme Court Building, Jakarta, on Tuesday. Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the MOU was the basis for implementing coordination between the two institutions in supporting the efforts to protect the environment and forest. This aims to realize sustainable development and the actualizations of community rights according to the constitutional mandate. Indonesia has made changes to the environmental laws 3 times. This showed the community dynamics drove the changes in the law. The last change was an adjustment through Law No. 11/2020 on job creation, particularly about the business licensing and the environmental contacts. The law is now more oriented towards simplifying bureaucratic licensing procedures without changing the principles of environmental protections and management. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, through a restorative justice approach, the job creation law regulates that there is no more criminalization of communities living in forest areas and indigenous peoples. She further said that prior to the existence of the job creation law, even people who accidentally carried out activities in the forest or who lived in forest areas could be immediately punished. However, through this law, the approach taken is to enforce administrative law and provide guidance and legality access for the community. Meanwhile, Head of Supreme Court Shafruddin welcomed the MOU with the Environment and Forestry Ministry to strengthen capacity in protecting the environment and forests. The MOU is an attempt to finalize the Supreme Court regulation regarding environmental procedures law. After the regulation is completed, it will be introduced to judges and justice seekers. Currently, there are around 1,400 environmental judges who will then receive insights regarding environmental protections.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Whoa. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself. Don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can bear.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz nvoinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
The Bantai Adat Festival, which is an annual event for the residents of Rantau Panjang, Tabir District, Merangin Regency, Jambi, was held. Bantai Adat is a tradition to welcome the coming of the holy month of Ramadan. Over time, this tradition has become a cultural agenda of Merangin, Jambi, which is packaged into the domestic alms Bantai Adat Festival. From being held to welcome the holy month of Ramadan, the domestic alms Bantai Adat Festival is also held as a friendly event where various elements of society from various groups gather to rejoice in welcoming the coming of the holy month of Ramadan. During the event, the community flocks to the Baru Rantau Panjang Tabir Hamlet Field. The children look happy to watch the domestic alms Bantai Adat Festival. They are all dressed in new clothes, like Idul Fitri. This year, the Bantai Adat event is held in the afternoon. There are about 80 buffalo to be slaughtered simultaneously. The meat is then sold to the public at below market prices. At this event, Governor of Jambi, Al Haris, symbolically handed over an intangible national heritage certificate to the regent of Merangin, Masyuri, and then handed over to the Tabir community. The certificates records the customary heritage at the Ministry of Education and Culture as intangible heritage.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupa
dan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, West Sumatra becomes host of the 2023 World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit. Listeners, West Sumatra is about to host the World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit in Padang City from 6 until 8 September 2023, with the vision of making Indonesia the center of the world halal industry. The Summit 2023 is a forum where Muslim business actors, both national and international, will get together. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that holding the World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit 2023 would be Indonesia's flagship event meeting, incentive, convention and exhibition or MICE this year. The presence of the Summit 2023 international event will make West Sumatra more widely known abroad, especially in the Muslim community around the world. Minister Sandiaga Uno also hopes that the World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit event can become an accelerator to make Indonesia a world halal center. In addition, this event is also expected to initiate the birth of the Global Muslimpreneur Forum, which is the first Muslim Entrepreneur Forum association in the world based in West Sumatra. By maximizing collaboration with Islamic countries and Muslim-friendly destinations, this forum is perfect for establishing cooperation among Muslim countries and the Youth Business Muslim Entrepreneur Forum and Women Muslimpreneur. According to the Minister Sandiaga, the Global Muslimpreneur Forum can make Indonesia a center of excellence of Muslimpreneurs and to make West Sumatra one of the world-class MICE destinations. The World Islamic Entrepreneur Summit itself plans to raise the theme Fostering Islamic Economic Growth Through Muslimpreneurship in Digital Transformation Era, and is expected to create collaboration between the government and entrepreneurs in a bid to be able to strengthen networks and ecosystems of business, tourism, and halal MSMEs that are innovative and adaptive to the 4.0 era. Meanwhile, head of the West Sumatra Tourism Office, Luhur Budianda, remarked that at the event, the West Sumatra government plans to prioritize tourism promotion for Bukit Tinggi City and Tanah Datar Regency. That's Miss Leni.
Thank you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner. And today, we are going to give you a song called Kala Cinta Menggoda by an Indonesian legendary singer, Krisha. The song Kala Cinta Menggoda, or When Love Teases, released in 1997, was composed by Guru Soekarno Putra. It is about someone who already has a lover, but he loves somebody else. With the song, Krisha won the Asia Viewers' Choice Awards category at the 1998 MTV Video Music Awards. The success of the song inspired the band Noah to recycle the song. On June 19, 2020, Noah officially released the single Kala Cinta Menggoda with a more mellow feel. Well, listener, here is Kala Cinta Menggoda by Krisha.
Thank you. jatuh cinta. Walau ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya, tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari kecolak cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Resah dan gelisah, menunggu di sini. Sekolah tempat yang kau janjikan, ingin jumpa denganku walau mungkin.
diuri waktu berdusta pada guru malu aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga seakan penuh tanya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku sungguh aneh tapi nyata kan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah tiada kisah paling indah kisah kasih di sekolah. Malu aku malu pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga seakan penuh tanya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku sungguh aneh tapi nyata takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Masa-masa paling indah. Kasih di sekolah
Voice of Indonesia.
Sangka begitu cepat lalu untuk mencari kesombongan diri. Lepaskanlah yang pernah kau ucapkan, kau tinggalkan aku. Pergilah kasih, kejarlah keinginanmu selagi masih ada waktu. Jangan ridakan diriku, aku rela berpisah demi untuk dirimu. Semoga tercapai segala keinginanmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau berpikir
Explore listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.